Janice Friedman, and I'm here with Thomas. How are you, Thomas?
Good. How are you, Janice?
Very well, thank you. Today we're going to discuss control surfaces and audio interfaces. What can you tell us about control surfaces, Thomas?
Well, a control surface is basically a piece of hardware that helps you control sessions in your digital audio workstation. Mm-hmm. So when you're working with Pro Tools or any of the software that is for music editing, it's an interface.
Right.
Analog signal, which is the signal that comes from a microphone, into digital, which your computer can understand.
Okay. Can it come from other places besides a microphone? What about, like, instruments?
You can do direct recording with a keyboard or a guitar if you have a direct inject box. So you can do direct recording with instruments as well.
So the music or the voice comes into the mic, goes in directly, it's an analog, and then it turns into digital. And then what happens?
The digital is sent into Pro Tools and is treated as a digital signal, which mimics the analog signal and reproduces it.
How does it do that? I've heard these words like bits and samples and stuff like that. What's that?
A bit is part of a code or a word that represents a sample of the analog signal.
So what are these numbers, like 44.1, for example?
44.1 is the sampling rate that the analog signal is sampled at. So there's 44.1 kilohertz per second to reproduce the analog.
And those bits, right? So 44.1 thousand times a second, it's looking at all those bits of information. Right, 16 usually, 24 or 32. Okay, so now we've gotten it into Pro Tools, we've done our stuff. But let's talk about what we can do on that control surface, because I'm looking at one now. Which one are we looking at here?
This is the Digi 003. It's got 8 inputs and 8 outs. So you can plug 8 different inputs into it, instruments or microphones. And you can have 8 different outs to different speakers or whatever you need to send it to like outboard processing.
Fantastic. Are there other control surfaces besides this one, this Digi design?
There are several, yeah. Pro Tools required up until recently that you use their hardware, Digi design, but there are a lot of different kinds of control surfaces on the market.
Yeah, I've heard something about an M-Box and also about an SSL. I think here at Turo they have both of those. Can you explain the difference between those?
One of the main differences is the number of ins and outs, so the capabilities for recording. The M-Box only has 2 ins and 2 outs, so it's very limited.
Okay, let's talk about the M-Box.
The M-Box is basically a smaller version of the Digidesign 003. It has 2 ins and outs, and it has no MIDI capability. So it's very limited as far as what you can do with it.
And the SSL?
The SSL is a large console version of the 003 and the M-Box control surfaces. It's like an actual soundboard with 24 channels. It's for a studio recording.
Fantastic. So I'm seeing all these knobs and such. What's happening with the knobs and the sliders, and how does it relate to what we see on the screen?
All of the sliders and the knobs are correlated with the Pro Tools session. So anything that you do on the control surface controls what's happening in the Pro Tools session. You could change the amplitudes of the signal, the volume, panning. You can do automation with the control surface. It's like a hands-on version of Pro Tools.
Fantastic. Is the M-Box the same, or that you can do all that?
No, the M-Box has, aside from gain, has no controls.
And the audio interface, is this an audio interface?
It is. Audio interface is an important part of the control surface because it takes that analog signal and converts it to digital so your computer can understand it. And actually turns around and takes a digital signal and converts it to analog so it can be played through a speaker.
That's fantastic. So we were here today with Thomas Haskett. Thomas has been a very well-recognized name on the engineering scene. And we thank you very much, Thomas. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Jen. Watch me!